You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For many kids, summer camp is a rite of passage. The first time away from family for a week. New experiences, horseback riding, archery. But for kids with developmental disorders, summer camp isn't always an option. And that's where Camp Tall Tree comes in. This Fenton camp serves kids with autism and other developmental disabilities. Josh McDaniel is one of the camp directors there and also the unofficial storyteller.
So this is actually a story that I started telling back when I was a counselor. So I was a lot younger, and half of the story was kind of just so I could get everybody into the spirit. Like I had a group of 11 to 12 year old boys, which is kind of a hard time where you're kind of just at that point where things are too cool. Like if you're thinking maybe I'm too cool for this, but also like you're like, but I still really want to have fun. So you haven't really quite settled yet. So I came up with this story to tell at the end of the night. Every night, and it was kind of a progressing story. So the kids would all just be like really into the next day. The Tale of the Lightning Boy. A long time ago, back before we called this camp home, there stood a school, old and large like a castle. All the kids lived at the school, only seeing their families on major holidays. It had been like this for many years, so many in fact that parts of the school were already falling into disrepair. Because it was so large, there were metal escape stairways in case of a fire. However, they were old, rickety, and rusted. Every kid was told never to play on them, lest they fall. But we all know how hard it is not to explore something when we're told not to, especially as a kid. The same was true for a group of friends. They'd grown close at the school, almost like a second family. They loved exploring the lush woods, the tranquil lake, and all the parts of the big castle school. One evening, they found themselves intrigued by the old metal escape stairs. It was the only place they hadn't explored yet. They talked and joked for a bit about it, but eventually, curiosity got the better of them. One boy dared the others to climb out onto the stairs from the window. When no one would, the boy decided that he would go to prove that it could be done. Against the protests of his friends, the boy climbed out onto the stairway. In the distance, there was a faint rumbling. The boy stepped out onto the metal grating. The whole structure groaned under his weight, but it held. The other kids were buzzing with a mixture of excitement and fear. In the distance, there was a rumbling. The boy looked out over the trees, over the lake, and the roof of the school. He'd never felt so light in his life before. Back through the window, the kids were still buzzing. There was a rumbling. The boy felt raindrops splash over his forehead. The kids buzzing turned to concern pleas for the boy to come back in. There was a boom! Light filled the room, leaving everyone unable to see for a moment. When their senses returned, the kids frantically looked out the window to see to their friend. What they found was the metal stairway mangled and smoking on the ground below, detached from the building. They rushed downstairs, worried that their friend was hurt. When they searched, they couldn't find any trace of him, not even tattered clothes. It was a sad day and a sad rest of the year for the school, especially the friends. The following year, all of the fire escapes were replaced. The friends began to adjust to the new year without the boy. It wasn't easy, but they kept together and continued to explore the grounds in order to keep a sense of normalcy. One day, they found a great tall tree. It must have been even older than the school itself. They took to climbing it, and one of the friends managed to climb higher than the rest, finding their way out onto a large branch high above the ground. What they didn't know was that the branch was half-rotted. Before anyone could hear the first cracks, a large split raced up from the base of the branch to where the kid was clinging. In less than a second, the kid and the branch were in the air. The moment seemed frozen in time. Everyone watched as their friend succumbed to gravity. Not again, they all thought. But before anyone could finish the thought, a flash overwhelmed their vision. When their sight returned, they found their friend sitting comfortably on the ground. No scratches, no broken bones, with the branch sitting right beside them. They were all confused, until they mentioned the flash. They'd all seen it, but the kid in the tree had felt something. After they felt the branch break, the familiar sensation of falling came next. Every kid knows it, whether from playing or from dreams. But then they'd felt like something or someone had caught them. The next thing they know, they were sitting on the ground. They all agreed it had been a flash, like lightning, just like when their friend had disappeared on the metal stairs the previous year. It must have been the boy. He had flashed in like lightning and protected his friends from a big mistake. The friends took this to heart, and from that day on, made sure to check carefully before exploring too far. As the years went by, stories of other school children being whisked to safety by a bright flash popped up from time to time. The stories continued even after the school became a camp. They were passed down from group of friends to group of friends, until I heard it from a counselor of mine. Now I share it with you, the tale of the Lightning Boy. Whenever you've had a close call, remember, sometimes things change as fast as lightning, so think well and hard before you act. So I had told this story in kind of varying fashion to three different sessions of kids that summer. And the last session, I had told the story, the kids were into it, and so I did this thing at the end where I would have one of the counselors dress up all in yellow so that they could see him from the distance, and then he would disappear behind a tree, and they'd be like, there he is, let's chase him. But we would, you know, end up in like the old theater where we would have like a pizza party with soda and stuff and a movie. So that worked. I dressed up a counselor. He did his job well. The kids chase after him. And as we get out the door, it's summertime. So there's like a lot of like actual thunderstorms happening. And there's a super high elevation like lightning that happens far away, but is bright. And there's just this noticeable flash as the kids come out the door. And every kid freezes and goes, that's exactly what you said. It is that he did. He's here. He just teleported. And all I could do was say, yes. Yes, that's exactly what happened. So we get into the theater, and it's this very old theater with these, the only way it ventilates is it has these giant, like, 10-foot doors at each, like, step of the theater space, like, sitting spaces. And it's got, like, a theater box up there, so I, like, hook up my computer to watch a movie. But it's, like, a 90-degree summer, and so up in this tiny box, I'm, like, sweating and super uncomfortable. The kids are watching the movie, eating pizza. The other counselors are down there, like, tending to everyone. But the heat overheats my computer. So the computer blips off, which immediately causes all the kids to go, oh, no, he's here. He's decided that we're actually not worthy. And then I'm like, no, it's fine. Calm down. Get them calmed down. But then because that thunderstorm, it's summer, it starts rolling in and the pressure changes. And the pressure change, just like in a house, whenever like the pressure in your house changes, it causes your like bathroom door to slam. Each one of these giant, heavy doors begins to close slowly. And then because it's so heavy, just boom, boom. There's 10 of these doors. And so the kids are in the middle of it. And one of them goes and they're like, ah, and then boom, another one, ah, boom, boom. Now it's just a cacophony of boom, boom, boom. All these doors closing. I'm like, this is, and I'm watching it from the box. I'm like, this is, I couldn't have seen this coming. I don't even, how, I'm trying to do damage control. What am I going to do to like calm everybody down? At the end, there's a giant like back door for the stage and it's even heavier and it closes and it shakes the whole building. So I feel like some of those kids almost fainted, but we get them calmed down. We finish watching Shrek 3 or we get close to it. They're eating pizza. Everyone's good, but it's still a storm system and it passes. It's a fast moving one. So it passes over us and this theater's real big. So we're safe from the rain and the lightning and everything, but the doors are open so you can hear everything. And as it passes over, a lightning bolt strikes a tree 50 yards away from the building. So it's that super loud noise where you're like, I'm overloaded with sound right now. So I didn't actually hear anything for a second. So all of the kids are just like, no, I want to go to bed. I want to go to bed and I'm done. And I'm going to listen to all the rules. Just go to bed. Like, this is, I couldn't have planned this any better.
That was Josh McDaniel, camp director at Camp Tall Tree in Fenton. You can find this and other campfire stories by going to our website, michiganradio.org.